The Food and Drug Administration has launched OpenFDA, a new data initiative making for easier access to large public health data sets. OpenFDA is in line with the President's Open Data Executive Order and the Health and Human Service Department's Health Data Initiative. Taha Kass-Hout is the Chief Health Informatics Officer at the FDA, and he joins us now. Good morning, Taha. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me today.
All right. Give us a sense of the scope of the data that the FDA wants to make more open.
Yes. Well, I mean, this is a very exciting chance for us to really engage with developers and researchers to allow them to have an easy access to high-value publicly available data through an open search engine, so to speak, that's available in a way that can provide the data in a more structured way that is documented so they can build apps, for example, or web applications or integrate other data sets that they might be having. Now, our initial scope is to target these high-value data sets around adverse events, starting with drugs, which were released yesterday since 2004, about 10 years' worth of public data on medication errors as well as millions of adverse events related to human drugs. And over the course of the summer, we are going to work on adding more adverse events as well as product recalls such as enforcement reports and that has information for public notices about certain recalls of FDA-regulated products. And then also product labeling. Those are structured product label data that contains product label information on 1,000 FDA-regulated products are currently in the market.
So maybe you can just walk us through an example to get a better sense of what you're trying to achieve here. When I go to openfda.gov, I do see the one talking about more than 3 million adverse drug event reports at your fingertips. Can you tell us a little bit about this project?
Sure, exactly. So starting with adverse events for drugs, what we provided there on openfda.gov is full documentation of the data, as well as how you can interact with the information. And lastly, is how can we make different examples or show different examples about how others are using this data. For example, some might say, you know, what are the top indications or adverse events that the public reported directly to FDA? What is the breakdown of these reports, including, for example, osteoporosis based on gender? I'm taking a drug and experiencing adverse events. Are others out there experiencing the same thing? Maybe I'm not seeing something on the label that might be there reported to FDA. Show me adverse events over the past decade broken by top indications or top adverse events. So give researchers, give the public ways about understanding insights from this information that pertain to their experience or pertain to their research interest.
And is this data coming into the FDA in the first place in a machine-readable format, or do you have to transform it in some way?
Well, I mean, the way it comes to, we're getting it from the other end once the data has been received, and then we work downstream, so to speak. But the data comes in a variety of streams and variety of formats to FDA. For example, anyone in the public can submit a report and send it in the mail or fax it to FDA, so that becomes more of a manual way for us to enter that information. Industry send most of its information in an electronic way that comes in a very standard format that has been adopted over the years, so that's much, much higher quality information that we receive. So you're getting a different sort of streams of information, but the end result is we work through making sure that we put all this information in a way that's harmonized, and then strip out any identifiers or such as personally identifying information that you might find in the text there before it gets released publicly. So when you get it in the public, you get information that's far more harmonized. However, in the past, the way it's being put out there is in a variety of formats. Those formats change over the years. It wasn't really easy for developers to kind of get just to one place and start working right away without having to go and download the zip files or the SGML files and then be able to stitch all that information together and then deduplicate the reports. For example, you might have in one quarter a report that has been updated in a second quarter or later on. Then how are you going to work on the deduplication effort of that? So we're trying to make it really, really easy. All that anyone has to do now, if you have interest, let's say you want to build a mobile app, is just go to one place. We give you an API, application programming interface, that's based on a search technology, and then you'll get access to all that information since 2004 to current for the adverse event of drugs that we released yesterday, and we hope to continue building on that.
We're speaking with Taha Kass-Hout. He is the Chief Health Informatics Officer at the FDA. I have a quick question about the facts and then a question about the people. Regarding the facts, how recent is most of the data that is on here, and how quickly is it updated?
So with the public release data, there's a process that we have to go through at FDA to make sure the information has been stripped from any identifiers. So that process, so right now you're getting the data up to June or July last year. FDA is about to put a new release of that, quarterly release of that data. So right now it's on quarterly basis. It goes back about a year behind. And the hope is over time we can provide an approach that perhaps we can streamline this information more quickly. But right now this is how we're going with that process.
And then my question about the people, tell us a little bit about your team and how many people are actually devoted to maintaining this site.
Thank you so much. Now, we have a very, very small dedicated team, including a presidential fellow from the White House who's has been working with us since the beginning, and we also have a small team of entrepreneurs inside the government and also outside. But altogether, we're about five or six folks just working on making sure that we can get the message out, work internally on getting the data documented correctly, which data can be released, work on all the policies, and then finally the team, the engineering team and the usability team that's working on making sure that the engine is working as well as the documentation of the data sets and how developers can interact with this the search engine.
So if I am a app developer and I make an app, you know, bad drugs for your iPhone or something. And
yeah, that's awesome. Good. Yeah.
And so when my users, when the owners of that app then hit it, they're getting data that goes back to 2004. In a year from now, how will the new data get in so that the app accesses the latest things that happened between 2014 and 2015?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, for the drugs right now, is the data is the adverse events for drugs is updated quarterly. That doesn't mean all the other data sets that we're going to add over the course of the summer are going to be the same. We're thinking about adding other products, not necessarily drugs. Adverse events just might have different timeliness around them. But the idea, once the data is available through the API, then immediately you'll get that information. You don't have to go and download or do anything. It's just a matter of adjusting the query about the time, the start and end date, for example, for that particular query, and then the app would automatically get that information.
And what are some of the future data sets you'd like to think about releasing?
Well, the most, OpenFDA has multifaceted tasks that we had to go through. I mean, initially we had to identify all the data sets are available in publicly by FDA. We had cataloged over 100 data sets right now in the healthdata.gov, for example. However, when we work with the community, there were some data sets more of a higher priority that required more attention than others. And this is where we started with the most difficult one around drug adverse events. We hope to add more adverse events of other products throughout the summer. The next data set will be product recalls. Those are enforcement report and report our product recalls data where FDA had, for example, gathered information from public, about certain product that had caused damage or public safety and had to be recalled from the market. And lastly is the product labeling. This is where you get all the structural label associated with every drug on the market.
And we spoke broadly about the audience that might be interested in this, and i.e. developers or the public. But are you doing anything to reach out to people, let them know that this is here? And if so, which people and how?
We have an outreach effort going on, and working very, very closely with our communication office, also working very closely with internal and external stakeholders that are typical to FDA. But the initial focus has been on software developers, because we want to be able to build the foundation for others to innovate, spur innovation while respecting the privacy of the information. Have those developers be able to reach out to their markets, whether it's consumers, healthcare consumers, public consumers, however the end users are, and then be able also to work through forums that are healthcare forums, for example, or development software development forums, just to kind of get the word out through a variety of ways. Now, one of the things is we do have what we call a beta releases. So the idea is you put the information out there in a way that's highly documented about how to use the APIs, the documentation of every field in the data set, understand how what's in the data that's available at FDA, what additional work that we did to make sure that different data sets can be integrated with this data, and then make sure that's documented over there, and provide examples. The other thing that we hope that, you know, for those that we haven't been able to reach out to is, as we see more and more examples about how developers are using or building applications on top of this API, we are going to highlight those on open.fda.gov. For example, today we have a panel at the Health Data Palooza. There will be a couple of, or two or three of these apps have already been built literally overnight since we launched the API, about how people are now more productively can put something out there quickly for consumers. And let's see, you know, how the world can take it. Let's see how the community can take this to the next level, and we'll gauge our development and all along, and calibrate, you know, where we should focus our effort next.
Taha Kass-Hout is Chief Health Informatics Officer at the FDA. Taha, thanks so much.
Thank you very much for having me.